Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Koji Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. My conversation today is on how the tourism sector of Seychelles has managed to get tourism going in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. On my visit to the archipelago island, I caught up with the founder and owner of La Digue Bay's Casa de Lila, Robert Poole. Robert tells me even though the booking trend has changed drastically, it is very encouraging and is optimistic about the return of tourism to its full flight.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kojo, and warm welcome to La Digue. Welcome to Casa de Lila.
Can you introduce yourself to us?
Okay, my name is Robert Poole, and I'm the co-owner of two small properties. That's Casa de Lila and Coco Lux Apartments.
Okay, and these are our local businesses.
I'm also into transportation, precisely taxi operations, and in small tourist shops as well.
Okay.
So all my business are tourist related.
Wow, interesting. Can you tell us the state of tourism right now here in La Digue?
Okay, at the moment, now it's a bit, as we're standing today, we are a bit low occupancy. That's normal for the first 2 weeks of December. And towards 20th of December, business is going to pick up. I mean, we generally, I think also everybody, most of the guest houses should be full for Christmas and New Year. But let's say we had a very interesting October. And November also was very good. We enjoyed a very good occupancy. I mean, one thing now you have to understand is the trend, the booking trends has changed since COVID. I mean, we're not getting like the 6 months or 1 year prior bookings, advance bookings. We're getting last minute bookings, especially, I mean, I can understand people need a negative PCR to enter the Seychelles and also a travel authorization from the immigration. So we can get bookings in the last 24 hours, 48 hours. But it's encouraging and very optimistic. I'm very optimistic.
All right, let's roll back a bit. I mean, when, of course, COVID hit. And I mean, we all know or we knew the problems that came thereafter. Now, as we restart tourism, give us a picture of how you coped and most of your colleagues.
Okay.
And now that we're beginning to see some semblance of normality. Of course, we're not back to full yet, but just a picture of it.
Correct. I mean, we were doing well 2009 thing, and of course 2020 was meant to be a very exciting year. I mean, the whole Seychelles, all the indications whether we're going to surpass the number of arrivals for 2019. In fact, Seychelles were meant to achieve the record. And of course, I know most of the people in the sector on La Digue, in the same trade, and their bookings were looking very good. So we were very good until January, February, and then March. This is when things started to get serious. I mean, the Seychelles had to make a decision to close its boundary. I mean, its airport. And our last guest left our property on the 21st of March. And then we started to get a lot of cancellations. I mean, incredible. So we closed the property. I mean, I kept all my people, all my staff, especially I had some foreigners as well working for me. So we went through a lockdown, and I mean, we stayed here. We got the time to revamp certain rooms and deep cleaning and all. So that was it for 2020 until the lockdown was over, and then we took the initiative to tap the local tourism. So we offered a staycation promo, and that worked very well. I mean, I did a TV advert, and most of the weekends we were getting a lot of domestic tourism coming from, especially Mahé and Praline. Even at the end of the month, sometimes we were sold out, you know, and people were still looking for rooms. So that kept us a little bit alive. And it was, of course, it's not the revenue that we used to generate, but it was money that we could keep our people. Food accommodation, allowance, pay utilities, you know. And also we had people coming in and out of the property. So it was lively. It was interesting as well. That was a very good experience. We're still doing that staycation promo whenever we are in the low period. So whenever we have availability, people are still coming on the same rates we were offering last year.
Do I take it that obviously because of the pandemic and everything, you've incorporated new things that didn't used to be there, or it was just an ad hoc? Because we've seen other entities or groups which introduce some products, but now that we begin to see some form of normality, it doesn't seem to be available for either locals or nationals. So do I take it that it's part of new things that you've added to your offering?
This is true. I mean, generally, you see, I think COVID has taught everybody a lesson. And I've known a lot of people who has lost their jobs. And they were working in the tourism industry, and eventually they had to choose another job. To have a survival. And lots of small businesses that were depending I'm talking about the local vendors, souvenir shops and everything. Their main 90% of their businesses were tourism. So now they went into something else. They got some new innovation. Some people went into food manufacturing, takeaways, making local juice and this and that. So which is very innovative. So we have to think a little bit outside the box. So, but then again, it taught us a lesson that our main economy is tourism. So even from the top, we have to start thinking, apart from tourism, we've got the fisheries, but we have to start also thinking about other avenues. Are we going to diversify our economy in the future? Okay. And I think this is what everybody has focused on last year.
All right. Now, gradually and if I may use a word, incredibly, you've hit over 80% mark of your vaccination drive, which is seen to be part of the process to restart tourism. Now, as an operator, how does that correlate or match with your own plans to open up and launch an aggressive drive towards revival?
Okay, first of all, I would like to congratulate our government for taking very wise and also difficult decisions in the beginning. The main push was the vaccination program, and Seychelles were amongst the few luckiest country to start to get vaccines, and we started vaccinating our people very early. And secondly, decision was made to open our borders. I think that was a very good decision. COVID is here today, it will be here tomorrow, nobody knows until when. So we have to adapt to the new normal, we have to live with COVID. Compared to our sister country, Mauritius, who went to, a year and a half lockdown and everything, their borders were still closed. Now it's a bit of a catastrophic situation for them. But it was important that we relaunch our economy. So since then, since the opening of the airport, slowly we're picking up bookings. On our side, we've done a massive marketing and promotion, especially on booking.com platform. This is our main reservation at the moment. Of course, you have to drop the prices to attract the people, and we've been very successful with that. So as I said, gradually now we can see a light down the tunnel, and we are optimistic for 2022. And as I said, bookings are coming slowly, but we're going to be in a stable position very soon.
Now, as a local business, yes, I know that you cater for both local and international. But in terms of offering now the new statistics out of post-pandemia or transition, is the fact that authenticity is going to be one of the key things for the new traveler. How do you intend to blend the two, to be able to sell the real Creole, or if you like, something that connotes culture, authenticity, and beyond the sun, sea and sun offerings?
Exactly. But I think, I mean, let's be honest, before COVID, the Seychelles were seen as a very attractive destination.
Yes.
We were not only selling sea and sun, but we were also selling the warm hospitality of the Seychellois people.
Yes.
And our culture, our food, our traditional music. The new tourism minister today, I would like to take this opportunity also to congratulate him. I know him personally, Mr. Radigon. He has emphasized a lot on the cultural side, the authenticity, the Creole side of this country. I mean, let's bring the tourists to the community. I mean, let them enjoy our home-cooked food.
Yes.
I mean, we've got traditional drinks as well, like the kalu and what have you. I mean, let's
the
do... And the mucha, exactly. You've done some mucha, right?
Yes.
So let's do also some... let's do more cultural activities. Let's not have the people to come. I mean, some people... Well, if people come to the Seychelles, they must have the money to spend. So let them... Don't let them leave the country without spending the money. Let them spend the money, and then everybody will benefit, and the country will start seeing its growth again. So I think this is what everybody is doing, and my staff knows we always have to go the extra mile, you know, to give the extra service. This is what keeps us going, which is very important. So I think everybody knows what we have to do so that we can revive this fragile economy.
Okay, and again, finally, in terms of your assurance to travelers and for tourists, what do you think that you put in place that, you know, guarantee some form of safety for them, you know, deciding where to go next?
Well, I think everybody's health or safety is every individual's responsibility.
Yeah.
But our country, our government has put, we've got everything in place to welcome visitors. And Seychelles today is one of the safest destinations. I mean, COVID is there, yes, but our figures are down and compared to other countries. And I think people, they take their responsibilities, and I think, my message is come and visit the Seychelles. I mean, this is where you can release your stress, you know. I mean, the Seychelles, and also your country, I guess.
All right, Robert, thank you so much for your time.
It was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your work and holiday
thank
in
you.
Our beautiful country.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.